Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on, what is it, Thursday, February the 7th. And as you folks know, I often talk about the attributes needed to be successful or most successful in self-defense, whether your system be a grappling system, a striking system, whatever the case may be. We go over a lot about what it takes to be successful in that thing. Now, one of the things that I've spoken about, but I feel like I probably haven't spoken on enough, is the value of ferocity. And some people call it killer instinct. I don't know that it's necessarily the same thing. But ferocity, in the self-defense context, as I look at it, is a vigorous and focused attempt to achieve your goal. And in this case, that goal is to effectively and decisively end the confrontation with your opponent, your attacker, the person who thought you were going to be a victim, but who ultimately ended up becoming one themselves. And as much as I feel like I am a stickler for technique, for philosophy, for all of these things, I'm going to say something which is probably a bit counterintuitive and begs a certain question. I feel that after awareness, which is the most important technique you can have, because anybody can be knocked out if they don't know what's happening around them. I can knock out Mike Tyson, Anderson Silva, Brock Lesnar. I mean, whoever you think is big and tough, if they don't see me coming, I can knock them out with the punch. That's the nature of surprise. So awareness is always the number one technique. But aside from that, I think that ferocity trumps skill. And as much as I harbor on the need for solid fundamentals and solid technique, I've seen very skilled dojo combatants who were very timid in their attack. And I'm not talking about going all crazy and trying to hurt somebody in your dojo, your dojing, your gwoon. I'm not trying to say that at all. Far from it. But I think there has to be a certain level of commitment when you perform and when you practice those techniques, just so that you can approximate the feeling of what you want to do and what you will need to do in a realistic confrontation. Now, I remember reading Forrest Griffin's book, and believe me, this is not a plug. I don't know Forrest Griffin at all, blah, blah, blah. But he said the toughest person that he ever met was not Anderson Silva. It was the object of a prank that he and some of his college buddies were getting into. And you can read the story there. I don't need to get into it. But the essence of it is an outnumbered, an undersized nerd in their eyes, in their words, complete with glasses and pocket protector and the whole nine, would attack with such ferocity that their attempted pranks were no longer fun, and they had to actually roll this kid down a hill because he would not stop attacking. Now, skill or no skill, that is what I call warrior spirit. That is the ferocity that can be the difference between you walking home or you being taken to a hospital or worse. When I think about ferocity, people don't often agree with me in terms of what ferocity really looks like. I'm not saying that you have to be foaming at the mouth or gnashing your teeth or anything. In the same, I think of it like this. When people think ferocity, they think about ferocity as a burning fire. I think that ferocity can very much be like ice, because ice can and will burn you also, right? So ferocity, however it manifests itself, is probably the second most important aspect of fighting. Certainly more important than being able to throw the perfect roundhouse kick or the perfect right cross or hook or elbow or perform the perfect arm lock. What do you guys think? I mean, a lot of people seem to equate ferocity with some kind of being a barbarian or uncivilized or whatever the case may be. And it's a bit disconcerting because it means to me that people assume that ferocity and determination look a certain way, or that it has to present itself in a certain way. I think that's very, very far from the truth. And I think if you tell someone to get ferocious, the first thing that they do is start to think about it in a criminal way, like they equate ferocity with criminal behavior. And that's not cool, because it's not even accurate. But rather than get into the ins and outs, wow, did I say ins and outs? Wow. Rather than get too much into the ins and outs of what ferocity looks like, I'd like you all just to think about ferocity and what it can do for you in terms of self-defense. I think that's all I got for now. Please comment or question if you would like to do so. I'd love to hear your opinions on this. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.